It's Monday, the 14th of October, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Minister of Industrialization and Trade, Lucia Ipumbu, will launch the National Trade Policy today. The policy will guide the country's trade relations with the rest of the world and was formulated within the scope of Vision 2030. The ministry's spokesperson, Elia Mukubonda.
The country's policy framework for long-term national development, aspiring to take Namibia into a developed country status. The policy recognizes the role of trade in promoting the achievement of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and its Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. The national trade policy further focuses on both trade in goods and services.
FlySafair is set to introduce a new twice-weekly service between Cape Town International Airport in South Africa and Jose Akutako International Airport, starting on the 22nd of October 2024. Namibia Airports Company Marketing Officer Dan Kamati has the details.
FlySafair will operate twice-weekly on Tuesdays and Saturdays, a service that will be connecting Cape Town's International Airport in Cape Town, South Africa, to Jose Akutako International Airport in Windhoek.
The new service will not only bolster travel between Windhoek and Cape Town, but also open up opportunities for greater cultural exchange and economic collaboration.
In addition to FlySafair's new service, South African Airways is increasing its frequency between Johannesburg and Windhoek. Kamati weighs in on the positive impact.
South African Airways will add the third daily frequency between Johannesburg and Windhoek on 27 October 2024. The new frequency, serviced by South African Airways' modern A320 fleet, will offer more flexibility and convenience for business and leisure travelers.
Build One South Africa has expressed concern about the size, cost, and bloated staffing of ministers' private offices. BOSA spokesperson Roger Solomons has more.
So as BOSA, we're calling for an urgent review of these staffing arrangements. We believe that a smaller, more efficient government can better serve South Africans. And we will continue to fight for the accountability and the right sizing of government to ensure that every cent of public money is used for the benefit of the 61 million South Africans.
And Israeli bombardments in Gaza have killed at least 41 people, including 13 children. Five of the children were killed by a drone strike while playing on a street corner in northern Gaza. Over the past 9 days, Israeli bombardments on Gaza's biggest refugee camp has killed at least 300 people. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.